Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Chav Gimel. As we continue on Erev Shabbos, in Perek HaKometz Rabbah, talking about Ta'aruvos, as we had yesterday, the first type of mixtures, where we had one Kometz got mixed up with another Kometz, or one Kometz got mixed up with other items that have to be burned. So that was somewhat simple, in that it was all kosher, according to the Tanakhama, because it was all Olin with Olin. Rabbi Yehuda was Cholik. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one mincha, one part of a mincha gets mixed in with another part of a mincha that requires a different type of belila, so that would pasal, because belila of a belila racha, depending on how much oil each mincha is supposed to have, they are boleya zu mizu. So that's what we pick up with on chav beis on a beis by the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'minchas Mashiach u'b'minchas Nesachim Psula, with the mincha, if the kometz gets mixed in with the koy Mashiach of the Nesachim, it's going to be possible shezu b'lilasa ava v'zu b'lilasa racha, because these types of b'lilas, they're different types of consistencies. Ve'bolo zu mizu, and just like we mentioned in Hilchas Shabbos, and just like we mentioned in Hilchas Chala, so too in Hilchas Mincha, Karban Mincha, there's differences between b'lila ava and b'lila racha. And if you make it in a different way, and if it comes out to be different before it is burned, so that passels the carbon, says Rabbi Yehuda. They're bolo zumizu. Says the Gemara v'chi bolo zumizu, my have, min b'minohu. But still, it's min b'mino, it's all flour and oil. So why is that a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the shita that says min b'mino is lo bato. So it should all be okay. So answers the Gemara, no, Amar Rava. Rava says, whenever you have a case where there are different elements in the mixture, it's not just two, but the majority, that's the mevatel, has itself two elements, you're allowed to remove one and look at the mixture as if it's a min b'she'eino mino case. As follows. Amar Rava, k'sav Rabbi Yehuda, kol shehu min b'mino v'davar acher, whenever you have min b'mino, you have the oils in each. You have the oil of the kometz and the oil in the other mincha. And davar acher, you have the flour of the other mincha. Salekas mino kemisha eino. You're able to remove the mino part of the mevatel. V'she'eino mino rabalamu mevatla. And then you have the eino mino, you have the flour in the mevatel to be marbed, to be mevatel, the oil. Meaning, if you have a couple of mixtures, the question is how to look at this. Is this min b'mino? Is this min b'she'eino mino? There are different mixtures here, different ingredients in the mixture. So Rava says that according to Yehuda, it must be that there are different elements, so then you're allowed to treat it as a min b'she'eino mino case and not a min b'mino case. Okay. And that's why bittul would take place.
Can they both have solace?
So they both do, but if you're being mevata one, the problem is whether the solace is going to be b'lila ava or b'lila racha. That's the issue with Rabbi Yehuda. So he looks at it as if the flour in the kometz and the smaller gets mixed in with its own oil and with the oil of the larger mincha, and that becomes a min b'she'eino mino case. That's how Rabbi Yehuda looks at this case according to Rav. Okay. Itmar. So now we continue with a discussion of the Amoraim. Itmar. Kometz de minchas chote sheshimno. As we learned back on Daf Beis and other times as well, the kometz of the Minchas Chote is not supposed to have oil. Right? It's the only times they saw allowed to be mehudar. The kometz of the Minchas Kenos of Esota and the kometz of the Minchas Chote is not supposed to have oil. What if I put oil on it? Kometz Minchas Chote Sheshimno. I put oil on this kometz. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul, Reish Lakish Amar. Well, stop for a second. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said it's possible if I put oil on it because it's not allowed to have oil on it. It's not allowed to be a mehuder. Very shlokish amar, hu atzmo mishach shecho b'shiyari halugum aleyu. Rabbi Shlokish says, no, it itself is supposed to get oil on it. It's supposed to get oil on it. Hu atzmo mishach shecho, you're supposed to smear it b'shiyari halug with the leftover log in the bazich umaleyu and then burn it. I mean, you're supposed to put a little oil on it so that it sticks together, so that it's a little bit easier to handle. So even though the halacha says that we don't usually have oil on it, but he's supposed to have oil on it, so if you put more oil on it, it's okay. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? V'haksiv lo yasim alei l'shem v'lo yitin alei l'vona. So this is daraisa. You're not allowed to put oil or l'vona on the kometz of a minchas chote. So what exactly is... What does Reish Lakish mean? So answers the Gemara, Hahu shelo yikva l'shemen kechavroseha. No, the Iker Isser is that it shouldn't have oil like its friends, meaning it shouldn't have oil like other minchas. To have a drop of oil in order to keep it, keep the pieces together, keep the flour together, that's where, what Rish Lakish says should be done. Not only can be done, but should be done. The Isser is only to put oil in as an ingredient, like the other carbonous mincha. 2 points. Number one, Rashi here says that the emphasis of it shouldn't be like its friends, and you shouldn't be kovei shemen in it, Rashi seems to say it's a time issue. Look at the second skinny line in Rashi, shalikva la shemen, ba'od shelo nikpitza. That's the key, according to Rashi, Pashtus. That by other minchas, you put the oil in before you do kibitza. We mentioned, you put the matan shemen, and then you put in the belila, and then you put in the yitzika, and you mix it all up, and then you do kibitza. So that's the problem. But after kibitza, when you're about to, you did the kibitza, you're about to burn the kometz, then you put a little oil on it. That's what Rish Lakish is. Lachar kibitza, shim naksaz kosher. But after kibitza, you put a little oil on it, it's kosher. But Rashi already also alludes to another pshat. What's that ksas? What do you mean? According to Rashi, if it's all a time issue, you put as much oil as you want afterwards. So it sounds like for Rashi, it's also the fact that you don't put so much. If you look at the Sfasemis think that that's the Iker. The Iker point, if you wouldn't have looked at Rashi, the Iker boy seems to see the amount. Says the Sfasemis, he quotes Rashi, and it says, Kasha, if the Iker Chilik is the time, so the next line of the Gemara could have had a better answer. So the king near the Iker Akpeta Shi Kemidas Chavruseha, Lugli Isaron. The Iker is the amount, and Rashi himself says that. Why does he focus on the before and after the Kemitza? So that is not so clear why exactly he does that, if the issue is the amount issue. Okay, the other question that is asked on by the Rishonim here is that according to Rish Lakish, you take a little bit of leftovers and you wipe this kometz against the shirayim. Where are their shirayim of the oil? What shirayim are we talking about? Tosfos asks, Idibar Maskel Hu, V'im Tomar, Hatzan Bepirkin, we're going to have in a couple of days, Hashemen Mi'uto Ma'akev Izrubo. Every drop of shemen is Ma'akev. So what do you mean? Oh, the little shemen left in the bazich, there is no shemen left. There's nothing left in there. So where are you getting oil from? That according to Reish Lakish, Yesh Lomar, first answer, Tosfos says, Shelo Nitna Tarla Malachei Asharis. The Torah was not given to angels. The EF Sheshalo Yishar Beluk Ben Hashemen. You do the best you can. But there's got to be a little oil left in there that you could rub on. It's a little moist. So that's what we're talking about. What is the halacha of the Miut Ma'akev Isrubo? That's any significant amount. You hold it upside down and it drips out. And once it stops dripping, it's finished. That's all you have to, that's all that is considered the chaser. But if you wipe another kometz against this shemen that's left in there, there's got to be a little bit left. So that is okay. That's not called chaser, but it's good enough for Rish Lakish because lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. That principle comes up in various places. Just to mention two or three of them, we just had it in the mitzvah shir relating to the iser d'oraisa of creating the shemen hamishcha and creating the ktores. The halacha is an iser d'oraisa, parshas kisi. So you're not allowed to make the ktores in order to be meriach. You're not allowed to make the shemen hamishcha in order to smear oneself. That's an iser d'oraisa. Ask the menchas chinuch, but doesn't the Gemara in various places bring up the sugya of efshar letzamtzeim or e efshar letzamtzeim? It's impossible for human beings to be so exact. E efshar letzamtzeim. If that's true, then how does anybody ever violate this iser of making the ktores, of making the shemen hamishcha? It's only aser kimas kunta if it is made in the exact way that it is supposed to be made. And if that's true, yoredei kufyud might be aleph or base. So if the iser is only to make it exactly how it was made in the mikshkan, and you have to have the exact measurements, so how could anybody violate? If we violate, EF Shalitzam Seim, you're not going to violate anyway. So says the Minchas Chinuch there, Lo Nitna Torah L'Malachei Asharis. Meaning what? The Minchas Chinuch explains, when do you say the sugya of EF Shalitzam Seim? When is that brought up? Whenever you have a mitzvah or an aveira, if you have a context where it's not inherently about the shear. For example, the Gemara in Bechoros talks about it. You have two firstborns that come out of the animal at the exact same time. Do we say, it was really, they're really both Bechor? Or do we say, no, one of them came out first, we just don't know, because we're human beings. But really, both of them came out So what do you say? So there we might say, Efshal Tzamtzim. Oh, it couldn't be that it came out the exact same time. And there are other examples as well. But when the shear, the mitzvah, thank you, of Bechor, has nothing to do with it exactly. It just so happened that it came out at the same time. That's what you might say, Efshal Tzamtzim or not. But in a case where the mitzvah assumes a shear, that it's got to have a shear, like here, the averus of making the Shemana Mishcha, the averus of Torres, the Torah says don't make it in the exact amount. So obviously, the given of that avera is lo nitna Torah l'malchei sharis. It's got to be that this is what the Torah has in mind. The Torah knows that we're human beings. The Torah was given to us. And therefore, if the Torah commands this, it must be that if I do it the best that I can, it's going to be aser. He says, what do you do by mitzvahs? We have to eat a kezayis matzah. So if I eat a kezayis matzah, what I think is a kezayis matzah, what are you going to tell me? I'm not Yosei? Go, oh, it wasn't. So you always have to eat a kezayis and a half just to be safe? No, lo nina tola malachei shari, says the Minchas Chinuch, one should realize that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding. If he commanded something about a shir, mitzvah or avera, so then we just do the best we can, lo nina tola malachei shari. That principle is used in the Gemara in two places. One, by the Kohanim taking off their begadim the second after the Avoda. Again, we learn, Machlokas Ramam Ravid, can they wear their begadim Shalobashas Avoda? What, the second they finish the Avoda, the rush to take it off? Kadosh Baruch Hu understands. Lonina Tarla Malachei Sharis. Or the Gemara in Kiddushin as well talks about it in another context related to Me'ilah. But Rishonim used this. Or Achronim. Achronim use it, just two that relates to us. That is number one, that relates to us every day. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in Hilchas Tefillah, we know, we have to do our best to have Kavanah when we daven, so we always try our best. But it doesn't always work out, right? We're in the middle of davening and we realize we're davening. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Tzadik Tes, Simon 99, the Simon all about Kavanah. Tefillah hi ka'omi l'fnei ha-melech. Tefillah is like if you're standing in front of Hashem. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, oh, if you don't have Kavanah, at least for the first bracha, you got to repeat. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Fizet zorch lahachet atzmo al kavana neosa la'amod lefnei melech malchei melech ben kadosh baruch hu. V'al kol zeh im ba'amdo b'tefila nisbal b'la kavanaso. What if I lose my tefila during the middle of davening? Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. U'ma yuchal la'asot. What could you do? We're humans. This isn't an excuse. We have to do our best. V'lachein. Ein anu chozrim b'shvil chisar and kavana. We don't go back if we didn't have proper kavana. But there is one case where we do go back. Aval ha'omed atzmo mikodem lehispala below kavana. If when I start Shmona Esrei, I don't have kavana, right? If I lose my kavana right after the beginning, okay, that's difficult. But if as I'm taking my three steps forward, I'm not thinking about Shmona Esrei, ein lecha ha'aza gedola mizu ve'ein meshukets. Yosem Yizeh, Likanis Leplatrin Shal Melech, Bebilbol Adas, Velachin Tfiloso Toeve, Vetzorach Lachzor Lispalo. If as I'm starting Shmona Esrei, I don't have Kavanah, says Aruch HaShulchan, come on. You don't say Lodin at all, Malach HaShur, he's there. Velachin Amru, Demizman Azeh, Yechonu Liftar Midin Tfilah, Klomar, Mimashanu Mechavanim Karoi, Bebrei Shanachru Kishikoim, V'ulai Demizeh Yatzal Aposkim, She'inon Nechosim Bishol Chizar Kavanah, Kiva Shanachru Kishikoim. V'kol Zeh Bishaz HaTfilah. Aval ha'achana mikodem tzorech lios karaui. Right, it has to be karoi. Loza amru shikr sheniyachol adar b'fnei ha-melech. He continues, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan's discussion. And then he adds, umizeh yatzalanu musar haskit musar gadol la'usim anashim haba meirachov la'beis ha-knesses b'lishum derech eretz u'b'lishum hachana ksas ezer regoim. Right, we rush in. Okay, they're only up to Ashrei. Don't worry, I have time. Right, then we rush in, right, and we don't sit for a few seconds. V'chotvim u'mispalim v'enem yodim mein yaminam l'smolam. We don't know what's our right, what's our left. Ela kol adam chayev lizbonin regoim achadim. Kol chad v'chad lefi darga delay. A few seconds we have to try to get into the mood for davening, because that would be tilasa toeva. Otherwise, though, l'nei natar l'malach ha'esharis, if we do the best we can. That is one. There's another tshuva, and this will finish because it's in Yonah D'Yoma. Yonah D'Yoma, Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Yechav Edas. Alei hachasa, romaine lettuce, shemitsuyim bohem tola'im, that there are bugs in the romaine lettuce. is special for Parshas Chodesh. Ha'im b'chol zosh yish l'kachas osam l'seder l'pesach l'mitzvahs maror l'korech. Should you take it for maror for korech? L'achar b'dikas ha'alim, after you check the leaves. Oh yish l'hadif aleim b'zat tamcha. Shein t'lom t'siva. Or should you just take horseradish? Take the white. Take the tamcha. Is that better? So, two paragraphs. The first paragraph, he goes through how real maror is romaine lettuce. That's what maror is. People, says, take the horseradish, either because emotionally they feel, they want to feel bitter and hot, but he says it's a problem, because that's not real maror. That's why in distant lands, maybe they didn't take it because they didn't have it. People were big knockers, so we take the hot stuff, but we only eat a tiny amount of it. So even if that is maror, you don't need a kezayis. V'gam ebneishu mazik b'achiloso k'moshu chai u'mevatlim mitzvahs maror. V'av acharedim u'dvar Hashem she'ochlim kezayis me'akrein mistachnim bo, sakana. U'be'emesh v'makam she'achazeres batsui korein ani alachrein sakana ve'ein bo mitzvah. Even if it costs a little more, you gotta spend the money for it. Paragraph 1. Okay. That's the first paragraph. So the second paragraph is, okay, what about the bugs? Ulam, ain safek, shemakai mitzvahs maror kelchasa, b'chazeres, alav livdokei, you'll see what it has to do with, menachas, alav livdokei tev, ba'ayin yafeh, ubriyas aleachasa, b'yatolei b'psuyimeh, you gotta check them well. Unless you buy the gush kativ, then you just gotta get rid of the sand, but, if it has bugs in there, you gotta get at the bugs. Shekol tolas hagdela b'mechuba, b'peres yirakos, chayva lebishab sheretz ha'shari salaretz. So we have to do the best we can, and the Chassam Sofer used to have a bunch of talmidim specifically to check the lettuce. Fine, but you have to check it in all the best ways that you can. But, umikol makom, third paragraph, once I've shown that romaine lettuce is what you have to use. And number two, you have to check the romaine lettuce. Number three, mikol makom, to finish the tshuva, la'achar b'dikas ha'chazeres v'akarpas, kara'ui, ba'ayin yafeh, u'buriya, u'bekoved rosh, ein lachas yoser, l'talam k'tanim ma'od, she'enam nirim la'ayin, bilti mizuyenes, shem avar b'tachas yado, don't make yourself crazy, you checked it, don't worry anymore. Why? Shehare lo nitna tar l'malachay ha'shares. There it is. Right? Don't worry. The Torah wasn't given to angels. Like Rosh Pazak, like Shlomo Kluger. Like Shlomo Kluger says, that you don't have to use a magnifying glass. Because after all, he asked the scientists. They would tell you, Shemnistakel, b'mikroscope, b'mayim, near b'hem, tolom rochshim. Look in your water. Right? You'll see the cocoa pods. Uvachal zos, ein mishiyachash lakach. If people drink water, okay, if you know, if you can see it. That was a big controversy the same week of the Shetels, right? Night 2005. So, he says, you want to check more, you want to use a magnifying glass, that's not Maker Adin. But that's what he says, Lonina Torah, L'malachei Shabbos. So, here's a principle that comes up all the time. I saw from the Shlokah, says that principle is both L'mal Yusu, L'griyusa. On the one hand, Lonina Torah, L'malachei Shabbos is saying to us, you know what, we're human beings, come on, we'll do the best we can. But on the other hand, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, Lonina Torah, L'malachei Shabbos. Torah was given to us. You also have to remember that, understanding of the principle. Right, so that is, right, the angels don't have anything to do with the Torah, only we do. But that is all answer number one. Tosfos tells us that where is the oil that you're going to mix the flour with, according to Reish Lakish? That's the oil that's left in the bazich after you spilled it all out. According to the Shiva Gubetzes, we wouldn't have had this whole discussion, but we did because we're doing Tosfos also, and we needed good dafyomi topic. And that is, Yivu Gavetza says, maybe it's the leftover oil from the Mitzvah. Right, then you don't have to give all of it, you don't have to mix it in. So that's why it says, Shidim Kubetz says, in Os Aleph, we're talking about the leftovers from the Mitzvah. Shiari Lugim Mitzvah. Good. So that is, I mean, he also quotes Tosfos, but he also mentions the Mitzvah. Weiter, let's continue. Eis they Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan has Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish, who says that you're allowed to have some oil on a Minchas Chote, and you even should have some oil. Chareif Shenis Arif Bebalul. If you have a dry Mincha that gets mixed up with a moist Mincha, a Mincha that's supposed to have oil, they got mixed up. Yakriv, you're makriv it anyway. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yakar. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not makrivit, as Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, if it's blila ava, blila racha, so then you're not makrivit. So what's the case under discussion? My love, couldn't it be about komets de minchas chote, de arev be komets de minchas nedava? Talking about two kometses, the dry komets of a minchas chote, and the wet, the Belula Komets of a Minchas Nedava, and that would tell me that, why is this kosher according to the Rabbanan? Because Olim Ein Mevatlin Zu Et Zu. As we said yesterday, you have two Komets, that's why it's not a problem. But if it would have been mixed into Stam oil, it would be a problem. The only reason it's not a problem is because Ein Olim Mevatlin Zu Et Zu. But Stam oil would be a problem, Kashan Reish Lakish, who said if you mix in any extra oil, that's okay. So answers the Gemara, no raya. This brisa might have nothing to do with the minchas chote. Right? Lo minchas parim be'elim be'minchas kvasim. You're talking about both bowls, two bowls, but one is more bowl than the other bowl, and it calls it dry. It calls one of them charev because it's subject relatively. Relatively, this one is more oil than the other one, but really nothing to do with minchas chote. So you have no idea. This brisa has no relevance. Says the Gemara, "V'habehedyuk tani lo." But the next line of this brisa says it beferish: "Minchas parim be'elim minchas kvasim v'charev shenisarei b'bal yikrav." Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yikrav. The brisa says it beferish in the previous line. The Gemara says, "Pirushik b'farish lo." It's all one case. It's explaining itself, but really, it has no relevance to the machlokas. Okay, period. Ba'i Rava. Says Rava, we pass him, by the way, like Rabbi Yochanan. Generally, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. No oil. Zero. If you have any oil on a minchas chote, so that passes it. Boy, Rava. Rava asked the question, komets, shemitza shmeino al gabi eitzim. Once we're talking about oil and flour, what about this question? What if I have my komets, and I squeeze out the oil? For some reason, I did everything wonderfully. I have my komets, I did my oil, and I'm about to burn this komets on top of the mizbeach. I have it here. Maybe I even salted it already. And I squeeze out the komets. I squeeze the oil out from the komets. So the oil drips onto some of the wood, and then I put the komets on top of it. So, komets shemitza shmeinu al gabi eitzim. I squeezed out the oil on top of wood mahu. What is the halacha? Chibure olin ka'olin damo, olav ka'olin damo. Is connections of olin good enough or not? What exactly is the question here? Rashi has two opinions. First, Rashi says, mahu, divrei maschil mahu. Mi have chaser komets olo. Well, now the komets doesn't have the oil in it. So is that called chaser? Chiser shmein is pasal. Is that called chaser on the one hand? Or do I say, no, this komets is touching the oil that came from it. Some of it might be absorbed, but some of it's not absorbed. So it's all touching, it's connected. So maybe that's not called chaser, because it's all connected. So that's the first day according to Rashi. Again, mi have chaser komets, olo mi armina chibure olin mashu mechaber hashemen lekomet shechoser venosin hakomets ala eitzin or not? That's one day. Is this called chaser or not? The second day, if you look down to the five last lines before the Mishnah, Rashi quotes a lashon acher. Rashi quotes, do you have to be maktir the eitzim? Let's say it wasn't on the wood that you're going to burn. Do you have to be maktir the eitzim? Does that still have the din of shemen? That's the question. Mi baya lahakir eitzim im komets olo. Do you have to be maktir it together? Because you want to have it together. Chibure olin. That's the shaila. Either way, back to the Gemara now. What do you say about this case? Amalei Ravina, the Ravashi, Lav Hainu, the Rabbi Yochanan, very shlokish. Isn't this in the machlokas that we had back in Maseches Vachim about Shchutei Chutz, the Itmar, because the Amoraim argue, Hama'ale Eiver She'ein Bo Kizayis, the Etzem Ashlim Ola Kizayis, if I take a limb of an animal, Bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and I mal it, and I burn it, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not a Kizayis size, but with the bone, it's Mashlim to a Kizayis. Right, so is that shchutei chutz? You have to be malak kizayis bachutz. So Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv reish lakash amar pater machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv why chibure olin kolin damu? is all connected, and therefore the bone and the Eber are considered together. Reish Lakish Amar Pater Chiburi Olam Lavka Olam Damu. Reish Lakish says no, because the bone and the limb are not considered together. So, isn't this a machlokas? This question about komets, where you squeezed out the oil, isn't this the same exact machlokas as Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Says the Gemara, no. You can be machalik either way. Tibayil Rabbi Yochanan, Tibayil Reish Lakish. Tibayil Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rabbi Yochanan Hasam. When does Rabbi Yochanan say over there that it is mitztaref? Ela be'etzem demina de basarhu. The bone and the flesh, they are one unit. They always existed together, the bone and the flesh. So that's why maybe there he says chiburi olin is ka'olin. Abol hai de lav demina de kometsu. But here it's oil and flour. Why are they considered one? Lo. So maybe you would say, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree here, lav ka'olin damu. Or the opposite. O Dilma, or do we say, afil l'Reish Lakish? Even according to Reish Lakish, usually says that they are not. Chibur and lav ka'olin, lo ka'amar ela ba'etzem, devar mifrishu. Maybe he only says that by a bone, because a bone is something that is separable and expected to separate, and if it separates, we wouldn't have to put it back together. What does that mean? The iparish la mitzvah la dure. Let's say the bone falls off the mizbeach as is being burned, you don't have to put it back. Rashi brings up the sugya pokin that we had back in Zvachim. Right? If it falls off the mifayer on top, you don't have to put it back, so it's not considered one. Avol shemen de la bar mifrishu, but oil is la bar mifrish, meaning if the oil comes off, you got to go burn it. Lo, it's already considered a davar she'ol agav emizbeach. So maybe even Reish Lakish would agree that chiburi olin is ka'olin here. Or do you say that no, we have no idea. Maybe it is all parallel and connected. So we don't know to be mechalik in one direction or the other direction. Or don't be mechalik at all. So teku. So the question, the original question about the mincha mitzah shmeino goes unanswered. I'll put it on the list for Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, he's coming. It's right. It's good. Nisan is coming. So just start making the list. Start making the list. Yes, there's a Gemara that says that he's only coming in Motzai Shvius. The Gemara in Megillah says, but we'll take it. We'll take him now too. Right there. We won't ask Kashas. Says the right, that won't be one of the tekus. Right, you're here. Fine. Right. Maybe after we get all the other answers, we'll say. Didn't the Gemara say? Right. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Next case of Ta'aruvos. The previous case was a komet in a mincha. So now you have, what about, you have two minchas, you didn't start yet. Two minchas that you didn't do kmitza yet. And they got mixed in. If you could still, they're connect, they're in the same kli, but you could still see each one separately, and you could be komets from each one separately, then share with them, everything's fine. Don't worry about it, that it's all connected in the kli. Everything's okay. V'im lab sulos, but if they're mixed in now, and you don't know whose is whose, let's say one is Reuven's, one is Shimon's, and they're all mixed in, the flour together, psulos, they're puzzle. Right, because you don't know, what are you going to do? You're going to take a komets from this mixture. But that might be a little bit of one, a little bit of the other. And therefore it's komet shechaser for each one. Maybe one of the people could be mocked it to the other person, so that would all belong to the other person. But either way, as is now, kemitza cannot be done. Komet in Arabim in Khashlo Nikmitsa. What about this case? A komet that was misarev in a mincha that wasn't nikmat. In the previous Mishnah, you had cases like this, but it was cases where it was types of minchas that were all burned. Minchas Kohenim, Minchas Kohen Gadol. But here you have a problem. You have a kometz that got mixed into a mincha that you didn't do kmitza yet with. So, lo yaktu, you can't be makhtu that. Why? Because there's an issa daraisa to be makhtu shirayim. And even though you did kmitza already, so you might say, just be makhtu the whole thing. The kmitza's in here. But you can't. Because there's an issa daraisa of haktaras shirayim. That's what Rashi says. Rashi's for this part of the Mishnah are on the previous amud. For some reason, we have it printed on the previous Amid. But Rashi says in the first wide line, on yesterday's daf, Chaf Beis Aman Aleph, Mishum Deshirayim Asur and Lahaktir. It's also to be Mahaktir Shirayim, Dechziv Lo Saktir Mimenu Yishel Hashem, Kol Shemi Menu Leishim, Harihu Baval Taktiru. Anything that's from it, right, that's Leishim, it's Baval Taktiru. Therefore, You're not allowed to be makterit if you have shirayim in here. V'im hikdir, but if you were makterit, you were makterit this whole mixture of a kometz with entire mincha, zusha nikmasa ol olabaylam, zusha lo nikmasa ol olabaylam. So the one that had kemitza done to it, that worked, because you just, fine, you violated an extra isser of shirayim, lahakdir, but that does not pass with the carbon, because the kometz was huktar. Last case, nis'arev komsa b'shiyarecha. What happens if the kometz gets mixed in with its shirayim? Not with an entire mincha that you didn't start with, but it got mixed in with its shirayim. O b'shiyarecha chaverta, or the shirayim with his friend. Same thing, lo yaktir b'im hikter o l'lobaylam. Same halacha, you shouldn't be makter it, and if you are, it does count labaylam, but you shouldn't have been makter it lechatchila. Right? Similar cases we have sometimes where you're mafresh challah, and then it gets back mixed into the dough. I've gotten that shayla before, so what do you do then? So you just gotta take, you gotta be, really shoel. Gotta be shoel on the original afresh challah, because you have challah in here somewhere. So you gotta be shoel on that afresh, it'll be undo it, and then you'll be mafresh again. It's generally what the, Shulchan Aruch says to do, because or else you're stuck if it's back in it's every little piece here might be usher, might be usher daraisa or it's drabana and chalas chutzla. It's sorry. If you have a, do you have 100? Okay, could be. I'm saying, but before you did it, I don't know if we would say that. Okay, there was a question that the Sfasemis here asks, and that is, what do we say? If the kometz gets mixed in with the shirayim, so then you're not supposed to be makter it. So kashali tuva to become a kom, given the nifsad mutav lahakter v'yelo hamincha hurtsa. Isn't it worth? What's the choice? You lose everything, so just do it. What the isra of shirayim in the case where I'm sorry. In the first case, ask the Sfas Emes, where you have a kometz that got mixed in with another mincha that wasn't touched. So what's the isra? What's the downside of being makterit? It's lo yaktir. Shirayim, you have no shirayim in here yet. Shirayim are only if it was nikmats. You have a mincha here, which was untouched, and you have a kometz that got mixed into it. Why does the Mishnah say lo yaktir? Says the Sfas Emes, it must be you have the following chiddush here. And he says about this chiddush, lo matzasiv li chaver bazeh. I didn't find anybody else who says this, but it must be the second that the kometz hits the mixture, then everything else gets a din of shirayim. A din of asur lahaktir al gavi amizbeach. If you can't see it as its own mincha up till anymore, lachenir alomar b'shitas hagamara tekiva shenis ari vakometz b'mincha zu v'nasa achas v'yesh be'isa zu chelik lugavoa zeh akometz. Even though it's not belonging to this mincha, the iser of kosher mimenu leishim kicks in. Says you have to say that, or else what would be the downside? So you're makter a mincha, so it doesn't count for that person, but at least it'll help for this person. But we don't say that, so you have to have that chiddush. You have to say that chiddush, even though it says it's Sfas Emes. I didn't see that anywhere else. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, Nevela. So there's what to say on the rest of the Gemara, but we are just basically going to go straight now, the whole Amud, because it's really one conversation that we just have to halt kop for. Okay, it's just, we'll mention what exactly we have to focus on. Amar Rav Chisda, Nevela Betela B'Shchuta. Nevela, if you have a piece of nevela and it falls in to a bunch of shechted pieces of meat, remember nevela is a piece of meat from an animal that was not shechted, and it's bata b'shchuta. Why? She'i efshar l'shchuta she'has a nevela. So let's just take one moment of introduction. This whole Gemara, the next 25 lines, is all about how do you determine what's called min b'mino and what's called min b'she'eno mino. How do you determine? So the Gemara assumes that if there are two items in a mixture. There's the mevatel and the batel. That's what the Gemara calls it. The mevatel is the thing that is nullifying the mevatel, the larger item. And then the batel means what's becoming nullified. The mevatel and the batel. So we are going to have a machlokes. How do you determine if this is a min b'mino case, which would lend itself to say min b'mino is lo batel, or is this a min b'she'eno mino case where we would say it is batel? How do you determine what's min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino? So we had a Ramah and a Shach, Bishma and Bataima, but here the Gemara is assuming, could one of the items ever achieve the halachic status of the other item? Could the mevatel ever turn into the batel? Could the batel ever turn into the mevatel? If it can, then it's min b'mino. If it can't, It's min b'she'en amino. That's the whole assumption. If we get that clear in our heads, then the whole amud is fine. Smooth, straight. Okay, so let's just, that's all we have to know. So Amar of Chizda.
Ever.
You'll see what the case is. So nevela batela b'shchuta. So Rav Chizda says that nevela is batel b'shchuta. What does batel mean? Batel means it's min b'she'en amino. It's batel. Min b'mino, we said like that, wrong, like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino ain't a batel. But nevela can be tell b'shchuta. Why? Because as we will see, Rav Chizda holds, let's read it first, she'i efshar l'shchuta she'te'asa nevela. The shchuta can never turn into nevela. Once something is matired, it's shachut, it can never turn into nevela. So therefore, it's called the mimishin omino case. Rav Chizda holds, the issue is, could the mevatel ever turn into the batel? That's the issue. If the mevatel can ever turn into the batel, it's mimishin omino. So nevela in shchuta, the shchuta can never turn into nevela, so that's why it is mimishin omino, and therefore it's batel. The shchuta ain't a batela, but nevela, but the opposite is not true. Shchuta is not batel if it falls into pieces of nevela. Meaning, it's a case of min b'mino. Why? She'efshar l'nevela she'tiyasa shchuta. It's possible for nevela to get the halachic status of shchuta. What does that mean? D'lachi misricha parcha tum'asa. Because when it gets putrefied and it's not right to eat anymore, then it loses its tumah. The Gemara is assuming that there are two halachas of nevela: the isra achila and the isra and the kazav of tumah. So we're talking about the kazav of tumah. Regarding the isra achila, okay, it's never going to become kosher to eat. But regarding tumah, once it becomes inedible, then it will lose its status of an afa tumah. But the yisod of Rav Chizda is what determines bim b'mino bim b'she'en amino if the mevatel could ever turn into the batel. Rabbi Chanina says the opposite. Kol she'efshal olios kamohu eino batel, v'chol she'efshal olios kamohu batel. As we'll see on Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina is saying just the opposite. Could the batel ever turn into the mevatel? So he would say the opposite in these halachas. That nevela into shchuta is not batel, because, again, the shchuta can never fall into nevela, and the vice versa. Basically, this machlokas Rabbi Chanina and Rav Chizda is, how do you determine mevatel into batel or batel into mevatel? That's the yesod. So the Gemara says now, Aliba Daman. Who are we talking about? Who are Rav Chizda and Rabbi Chanina holding like? E Aliba Durabanan. If we're talking about the Rabbanan, which machlokas? The machlokas we spoke about today, we spoke about yesterday. Remember we had a machlokas? The Rabbanan say, Ein Olin Mevatlin Zezzeh. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Min Bemino is not batel. So who are these Amorim holding like? They have to hold like one of the Tanaim. Ilema, Ialiba the Rabbanan, if they're holding like the Rabbanan, that can't be why. Ha'amri, the Rabbanan said, Olin hu delo mevatli ahadadi, avo min b'mino batel. The Rabbanan holds min b'mino is batel also. The whole assumption of this, of Rabbi Chanina v'Chizda is that min b'she'eno mino is batel, min b'mino is not batel. So they can't be holding like the Rabbanan, so that doesn't work. Ialiba the Rabbi Yehuda, if they're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that also doesn't work. Why? For Rabbi Yehuda basar chazusa azil. Rabbi Yehuda thinks appearance is important, as he had earlier, ein dam vatal dam, v'idi v'idi min b'minohu, and therefore, they all look like pieces of meat, you can't tell the difference between them, and therefore he should say, nothing's ever batel, it's all min b'mino. So, Ella aliba de Rabbi Chia, third, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan plain, it's like Rabbi Chia, but as we'll see, it's like Rabbi Chia's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we'll see. Eliyahu Rabbi Chia, Detani Rabbi Chia, Nevela Ushchuta Batelo Zubazu. Because Rabbi Chia holds that Nevela and Shchuta are battle in each other. So what does that mean? So, at least according to how the Gemara assumes it now, Rabbi Chanina and Rav Chizda are arguing what Rabbi Chia meant, which direction. That's the machlokas. The other one like Rabbi Chia, which direction? Rabbi Chanina felt one way, Rabbi Chia felt the other way. But the Gemara is going to explain it. Rabbi Chia liba demaz. Who does Rabbi Chia holding like? Same question that we just had. Ia liba derabanan ha'amri olin odulo bavatli adadi ha'min b'mino batel. Who does Rabbi Chia hold like? If it's like the Rabbanan, min b'mino is batel. V'ia liba derabbi Yehuda kol min b'mino Rabbi Yehuda lo batel. So who is Rabbi Chia going like? So as I just explained, oh, Rabbi Yehuda, really Rabbi Chia is going like Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi kama Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo batil, hani mili hecha de'efshar le'lemeve kavasei. Min b'mino means that it could take on the properties of the other thing. It could turn into the other thing, halachically. Aval hecha de'lo efshar le'meve kavasei batil. But if it can't, then it's called, it's batil's min b'she'en amino. Meaning, the machlokas is, within Rabbi Yehuda, Min b'mino lo batil, how do you define min b'mino and min b'sheino mino? Ubahaka mifli, and this is the machlokas. Drav chizta savar basa mevatel azlinan. Rabbi Chanina savar basar batel azlinan. Period. That's all part one of the Gemara. So we have a machlokas, Rabbi Chanina and Rav Chizta, about basar falling into shchuta and nevela falling into each other. And simple machlokas, straightforward. How do you determine what's min b'mino, what's min b'sheino mino? Min b'mino would not be batel, min b'sheino mino would be batel. How do you determine that? Machlokas. Basa mevatel or basar batel. Fine. And now we're just going to have four questions, asking a question on one of the shitas and answering the question. Question one. Here we go. Tanan, from our Mishnah. That's why this is here. Shtei menacha shlo nikmatzu v'nis arvu zubazu. You have two menachas that got mixed up. Im yachol likmot v'zub b'fnei atzmo, v'zub b'fnei atzmo, k'sheros. If you can still do kamitsa from each one, you can still see them separately, fine. V'im lapsulos. And if not, it's puzzle. So let's think about one. Let's think about it. Let's think about if you could do kamitza from one of them. V'yahacha, kiva to come and slay mechada. Let's stop time for a minute. You have two menchas that were untouched. You do kamitza from one of them. So stop. Ida chavali l'shirayim. Now, what's in the mixture now? You have shirayim of the first mincha, and you have the entire other mincha, which the Gemara calls tevel. Tevel is anything in its natural state. Tevel usually means you have tzvua, that you didn't take up shumas or maizvus from yet. But tevel means anything in its natural state. So once I do, I have these two minchas in here. So once I take off komets from the first one, what's in this mixture now? Shirayim of the first mincha, and the entire other mincha, which the Gemara calls tevel. Ask the Gemara, why don't you say the shirayim is mevatel l'tevel? And you wouldn't be able to do another komets. Somewhere in here, this is how the Shita Mekubetzes explains, somewhere in here, shirayim or mevatel the other mincha, the tevel. There's more shirayim. You can't say that there's no spot in here where there's more shirayim than tevel. So says the Gemara, v'ha-hacha, kiva t'kam eslei mechada, once you do kamitza on the first one, itoch havelei shirayim. Then the other, it creates shirayim for the rest of it. V'loka mevatli shirayim l'tivla. And the shirayim is not mevatel, the tevel means the other mincha. That's the diak from the Gemara, meaning you would still be able to do komets on the other mincha. So Mani, who is this according to? E Rabbanan, if it's according to Rabbanan, that for sure does not work. Ha Amri Olinu Dula Mavatli Adadi. Ha Min Bemino Batel. It's all flour, so for sure it should be Batel. And the Mishnah assumes that it's not Batel, because you can still do kamitza on the other one. Se Elab Shita Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But which Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Chiyo or Rabbi Chanina? So Bish Lamalamad Amar Basar Batel Azlinan. If you go Basar Batel, if you go like Rabbi Chanina, that the Basar Batel determines Min Bemino, Min Bishein Amino. Why? Because Batel Havi Kimavatel. In our case, the thing that's becoming nullified, the Tevel, can at one point become like the Komets. Why? Or like the Shirayim. Delachi kamitz meita chavelu shirayim kihani. Because once you would do the other kamitza, it could become shirayim. So this could be called a min bamino case if you go after the batel. And that's why it wouldn't be batel, and if there's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, then everything works out fine. El olamanda ara basa mevatel azlinan. But if you go basa mevatel, like Rav Chizda said, then you're stuck. Why? Because what's the mevatel here? The shirayim. The shirayim can never turn into tevel. Shirayim mika havi tivla. That can never happen. And therefore, according to Rav Chizda, it should be labeled as a case of min b'she'ino mino. And it should be batel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, lema delok Rabbi Chiya. Let's assume then our Mishnah is against Rabbi Chiya. Rav Chizda is Rabbi Chiya. Right? Let's assume that's the case where you go after basam avatel as linon. It's against that. So the Gemara says, no, hasam kidder Rav Zera. There's an exception to the rule. Even though usually he would go basam avatel, when it comes to minchas, there's a special pasuk that tells me that I'm avatel each other. Kidder abzeira, damer abzeira, nemer haktara b'komets, v'nemer haktara b'shirayim. The verb haktara is used by komets and by shirayim. B'shirayim, it says you're not allowed to put sa'or and dvash into the shirayim, but the verb haktara is used. So ma haktara ha'amura b'komets, just like it says haktara by komets, and we know ein ha'komets b'avatel eschaveiro. If you have two komets, they're not avatel each other because they're both burned. So af haktara amura b'shirayim, ein shirayim avalen as a komets. So to the shirayim is not avatel a komets. Special din. This is basically how we're going to answer all the questions, saying it's a special din by carbonis mincha. One, two, try again. Tashma hakomets shenis arev b'mincha shalom nikmetsa. The other part of the Mishnah, the komitz that got mixed in with the mincha that was not touched, lo yaktir v'im hiktir, zusha nikmasal also l'baylim, zusha lo nikmasal also l'baylim. As we said, you get a komitz with an untouched mincha, and you did, if you were mocked it in the end, so it works for the whoever's kmitza it was. So, says the Gemara again, v'lokam avata le'tivla l'komitz. Why didn't the other mincha, why wasn't it mevata l'komitz? You can still be mad to the comment and it still works. So Mani, who is this according to? E Rabbanon Ha'ami Olinu Dulamali Ahadati Hamin Bemino Batil. According to Rabbanon, of course this comment should be wiped out. You shouldn't be able to be mocked to it because it's min bemino. El pshita Rabbi Yehuda. So this must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and here is the opposite. Again, what are we trying to figure out? Why the tevel is not mevatel the komets. So bishlam olamanda amar basar mevatel aslinon. If you go basar mevatel to determine mevatel havi kabatel. In this case, the mevatel, the tevel, could become the batel to call perta chazi lemikmets mine. Because every little bit of it could be the komets if you do komets from the other mincha. V'havele min umino umin bemino labatel. It could work out according to that opinion. El lamanda amar basar batel aslinon. But in our case, if you go basar batel, it won't work. Why? Kometz mika havi tivla. The batel here is the kometz. Could the kometz ever turn into tevel? It's already kometz. So lema delok Rabbi Chiya. This is against Rev Chanina's Rabbi Chiya. Again, the Gemara answers. So namik the Reb Zera. Special dinner of the Reb Zera that we had before. Special drasha. Tashma try again. Where did Reb Zera say his din? As follows. Nis'arev komsa b'shirayim shal chaverta, the third din of the Mishnah. If the komets gets mixed in with the shirayim of his friend, lo yaktir, v'im hiktir also the bailim. If the komets gets mixed in with other shirayim, it also works. Same thing for ha'hacha, deloka mevatel, kebatel. There again, the shirayim will never, lo havi mevatel kebatel, the mevatel can never be like the batel, v'loka Mevatli le shirayim lekometz, and the shirayim does not turn into the kometz. So mani rabbanan v'chulu, the guard doesn't even go through the shak of atari. It's the same thing. And I'm Reb Zera, and the answer is Reb Zera, the special din. Nemra haktar b'kometz, and nemra haktar b'shirayim. Maktar hamur b'kometz, and kometz mevatlan eschaveiro. Afaktar hamur b'shirayim, and shirayim mevatlan eschaveiro. Esa kometz, and shirayim mevatlan eschaveiro. So again, each case here, though in general we have the rule of basa mevatel, basa batel, how to determine min b'mino or min b'sheino mino. But when it comes to carbonous mincha, there's a special din that they're not battle each other. Fine. One more. Tashma. Tivla. In Yonah Diyoma. Tivla beketzach. Okay, so we're leaving Mincha now. Okay, Reb Zera saved the day. So let's go out of Mincha to try to ask Akasha. So let's go to Hilchis Matzah. Tivla beketzach b'shum shemin v'chomenei tvalin k'sheira. If you put in tons and tons of spices, that's the havamina, into matzah dough, it's kasher. Matzah hiel shenikris matzah mitubeles. It's matzah. It's called spiced matzah, but it's still called matzah. So kasa akadai doctor afish latavlim defemi matzah. The havamin here is that you put in tons of spices, even more than the matzah ingredients. So we ask the following question: Bish the malaman darim baser batel aslinan. Fine, if you go baser batel, so then it could be called min bemino and not batel. Why batel havikem batel? The matzah could turn into the spices. How could that happen? Once it rots, once it becomes moldy, then it doesn't have the status of matzah anymore. So it's like the spices regarding the mitzvah. But if you go up to basam avatel, tavlin mikahavi matzah, ketavlin never turned into matzah, so you should say it's a case of min b'she'eno mino, and you just say everything is batel, and it's not good for matzah. So the Gemara says, no. You didn't put in so much spices here. You put in some spices. You didn't put in tons of spices enough to be mavatel. The ruba matzah, yivalo batzla. That's the case. The robe is matzah. That's why it's not batel. And dekanami, tiktani matzah, he el shenikmes matzah mutuvelas. Shvaminam. It's called matzah, just spice matzah. Therefore, don't bring many rayas from this case. Right? This relates a little bit to the issue of the tam of matzah b'fiv. Right? The tam of matzah here, you gotta have the tam. What if it's spiced? What about, do you put, different minhagim about, do you dip your matzah in salt at the Seder? Maybe you want the dafka, the tam matzah. You should have salt on the table, but the question is about tipping it in. But that's it. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. Nevela and Trefa. You could look at the bottom toastless. I mean, olive is an important toastless about Kol Kavua Kamechsa Al-Mechsadami. But we will stop here. And Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a Guten Shabbos.